Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, yes, it's LaVon, but I think an alien from outer space has invaded my voice. So just hang in there with me and let's hope that it improves soon. It's a little weird. Well, I planned a different program today and the weather interfered. Did the weather interfere with any of your activities? Maybe slowed you down a little bit. Kids are home from school. Maybe grandma has the kids. Weather affects us in a lot of different ways. So I've been getting this weekly food letter, and some of the stuff in there I think is kind of interesting. So I thought I'd share some of that with you, plus just some hints and tips that I've gotten from a couple of people. And, you know, some of those you go, yeah, I don't think so. But then there are others you think, I should remember to do this. So anyway, I want to start off with food. Avocados. Well, I'm wondering if that's on your grocery list very often. I have to say it is not mine on my grocery list very often, but I think it's one of those things you either really love or you say, eh, so-so. But avocados are high in fat. They are, because of that, fairly high in calories. But here's the good news. Even though it has a high fat content, it's a good kind of fat, monounsaturated fat like found in olive oil, and they're heart healthy and can actually help reduce blood cholesterol levels. Plus, research has shown that people on a calorie-restricted diet can enjoy avocados and still reach their weight loss goals. Now, like many other foods that are good for you, that doesn't mean you go, you know, day after day eating lots of them. You just use them in a small amount and enjoy them as a variety in your diet. Now, I haven't checked the price of avocados lately. Sometimes they can be sort of pricey. Here's a food that is often reasonably priced, sometimes very low, but again, it depends on the season, and that's cabbage. How about, is cabbage on your list? You know, now we can buy it already chopped up for us, and, you know, it's really easy to make a cabbage salad, a coleslaw salad. But you may want to buy a head of cabbage, a little less expensive, and you can do a lot of other things with it besides eating raw cabbage. Cook cabbage, add it to soups, just a lot of different things that you can do with it. And if you're still on that New Year wanting to lose weight, one cup of cooked cabbage contains only 33 calories, but has lots of health-promoting nutrients. It's a cruciferous vegetable like broccoli, kale, Brussels sprouts, and so on, and they all are excellent source of vitamin C and dietary fiber. And they also have something that some other vegetables don't have, and they are high in a sulfur compound that helps activate and stabilize the body's antioxidant and detoxification mechanics. So, it's one that helps kind of just keep your body cleaned out. Now, related to that sort of is cauliflower. It's, again, the price has been going up on that. You really got to watch it up and down. And, of course, you can always buy the frozen. It is another cruciferous vegetable. So, again, it has that powerful sulfur compounds that's been found to help prevent diabetes and heart disease. And it has also been promoted by the National Cancer Institute as demonstrating prevention, helping to prevent rather than cure. So cauliflower is another great thing to add to your vegetable diet. And again, eat it raw in a salad. That's a really quick way. Or cook it up in the oven, in the microwave. You know, lots of ways to cook it up real quickly. And lastly, a food that I don't think of so much as a food, like cabbage and pork or whatever, garlic. I always think of garlic just as a seasoning, not necessarily as a vegetable. But there are a number of recipes I'm sure you have seen, like chicken with 40 cloves of garlic. Now, that turns it into a food, I think. But again, it has those sulfur compounds that promote antioxidant activity and also function as a powerful antibacterial. So it's maybe I should have been eating more garlic. So those are the foods for the day. Now on to some tips that you might find helpful in the kitchen and outside the kitchen. You know, as you're driving down the interstate, hopefully today that's pretty slow if you're going to be there. You look at those big green signs that tell you what's next. And at the top will be right connected to it, a smaller sign that tells you the next exit number. Excuse me. If that sign with the number lines up on the left side, the next exit will be on the left. If it lines up on the right side with a big sign, your next exit will be on the right. I think that's a really good clue, and I have to check it out, though. But I think it is an excellent clue. Well, do you ever have to light a candle, one of those kind of big ones that sometimes has like three wicks in them, and or it's down inside a container, and you're going to burn your hand? Hey, light spaghetti. Light a little piece of spaghetti. You know, it will be long, and it will burn long enough to light the candle. How about use a bread tab, you know, those little plastic tabs you get off the bread wrappers, to hold the end of tape. Now, masking tape isn't so difficult once you cut it off and, you know, and you get ready to use it next time and it's stuck down. Oh, masking tape, using it, get off. But there are some other kinds of tape that are really difficult, and I end up just folding the end back, but, you know, that wastes a little bit. A little bread tab could be handy. Back in the kitchen, and this was something that we learned long ago, but we sometimes forget. If you're heating food, like I'm going to use a bunch of spaghetti, for instance, spaghetti and meatballs or spaghetti sauce, in the microwave, space it out with a circle in the middle. Because of the way a microwave heats, it will heat much more evenly and faster by having that exposure all the way around and in the middle. How about, do you ever need a flathead screwdriver and there's not one around? Pull out a basic power plug where you plug it into the wall, and those little points usually fit a medium to large head screw. How about placing, this is another microwave tip, if you're reheating pizza, sometimes the crust can get a little mushy, it's not quite like you'd like it. Try putting half a cup of water, you know, in a microwave container in with the pizza while you're heating it. And it should help to keep the crust a little more crunchy rather than chewy. Well, I know that we all have some favorite tips that help us around the house. But maybe there's a couple of new ones that you would like to try out and share with someone else. Thanks so much for putting up with me today, and I hope this changes very soon, and I hope that none of you sound as bad as I do. Until next time, here's a thought. We learn from our mistakes, and most of us never lack study tools.